This is Dan Jones. In the book of Romans, the Apostle Paul is very frank about his concern for his Jewish brethren who had not been converted to Christ. He speaks plainly of his deep distress and sorrow in the opening verses of chapter 9. Then in Romans 10:1, he writes, "Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved." His desire and prayer for his brethren in the flesh was that they might learn God's will in Christ, obey it, and be saved. This is always the desire of Christians for those who are not children of God. This morning, we want to borrow the sentiments of this text to express our feelings in regard to those who are out of Christ and therefore lost. First, it is our desire and prayer that you escape the horrors of hell. We realize that for some, hell is only a byword, a curse word. For others, the biblical concept and description of hell as a place of eternal punishment for the wicked is nothing but a joke. They speak of it mockingly and do not take it seriously at all. But friends, hell is real. The scriptures describe it as a lake of fire, as outer darkness, and as a place where there is no relief from suffering. Jesus taught clearly that on the day of judgment, some would be sent away with these words, "Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels." Matthew 25:41. In the Bible, hell is no joke, and it will not be a joke for those who die in a lost condition. Further, our prayer is that you will receive the crown of life and an eternal home in heaven. Heaven is the paradise prepared for the faithful people of God. Jesus said, "I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also." John 14:2-3. Earth's most beautiful places and moments cannot even be compared to the glory of that eternal realm of peace, joy, and bliss. To know about heaven is to want to go there. Christians have God's promise that they will. We want you to share in this hope. However, all of the rewards of the Christian life are not reserved for the future. There are immeasurable benefits in this present life also. Therefore, our fervent desire and prayer is for you to enjoy the blessings that are in Christ. Ephesians 1:3 tells us that all spiritual blessings are in Him. Christians have the peace of God that passeth understanding, Philippians 4:7, the privilege of prayer, 1 John 5:14, the assurance of the Lord's constant care, Hebrews 13:5-6. For those who exercise themselves unto godliness, there is the promise of rich blessings now, both physical and spiritual, and in the end, eternal life, 1 Timothy 4:7-8. These things are not lessened when they are shared. We would to God that you might partake of them also. Finally, let us suggest that our desire and prayer for you is that you overcome the pollutions of this sinful world. Living in sin destroys men, soul, mind, and body. Do you realize that nothing that is wholesome and good must be sacrificed in becoming and living as a Christian? In turning to God, one must abandon only those things which corrupt and destroy. Aside even from its eternal consequences, a man cheats himself by living in sin. A righteous life is a person's greatest personal asset. In these brief remarks, we have outlined what every true Christian desires for every lost person. Sinner friend, there are Christians praying for your salvation. Consider, too, that God wants you to be saved. The Bible says that God wants all to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth, 1 Timothy 2:4. Are you willing to do your part in learning God's will, believing it, and obeying it? We know that heaven desires your salvation. We are assured that Christian men and women are praying to that end. That is our desire of our hearts for you. But what is the desire of your heart? What is your decision? You will not be saved simply because we want you to be saved. Each individual determines by his or her own actions what their eternal destiny will be.